Red stains on the carpet. Red stains on your knife. Oh, Dr. Buck Ruxton, you murdered your wife. The nursemaid saw you and threatened to tell. Oh, Dr. Buck Ruxton, you killed her as well. Our first story takes us back to the year 1935 with questions of adultery, a well-known surgeon, a beaten housewife, and a maid who is in the wrong place at the wrong time. For inside these very doors that you stand before, the most publicized murders of the 1930s took place. It was the home of a well-renowned and popular surgeon of his time, Dr. Buck Ruxton, later to be known as the Savage Surgeon. He practiced medicine in Lancaster. To all who knew him, he was well-liked, amiable, trustworthy, caring, often letting patients off from paying who couldn't afford the fees. He was a man born into privilege in Mumbai, but settled in Lancaster in 1930 with his wife, Isabella. He quickly established Dalton Square Medical Practice, and he and his wife soon became a family of five, with two daughters and one son. To help look after the children, Buck and his wife hired a maid, Mary Rogerson, who by taking on this job, unknowingly had signed her own death certificate. Over the years, the local police team became very familiar with the Ruxtons, with allegations of assault regularly accruing from Isabella. Screaming arguments regarding her fidelity to Buck resonated throughout the whole area. Often, Isabella would leave, bags packed, heading to her sisters with the children. However, sadly, she returned time and time again. One fateful night, in the early hours of September the 15th, 1935, Isabella returned home after visiting the Blackpool Illuminations with the kids. Regretfully, those lights were to be her last memories of this earth. For when she walked through the door, Buck was waiting. Overwhelmed by jealousy and paranoia, Buck lunged at her, his large surgical hands wrapping around her throat as the air drained from her body. Not satisfied by this, he grabbed a knife, stabbing and beating her repeatedly, crushing bones and mutilating organs. Sadly for Mary the maid, disturbed by the noises, she would have interrupted the scene. A completely innocent victim, placed in the situation by pure chance, now lay dying as Buck's hand suffocated her into silence. The autopsy reports indicate that the amount of blood at the scene suggests that both victims were alive as he mutilated their corpses, and that the mutilation took 8 whole hours. Chopping up the body parts into smaller chunks, removing fingerprints and nails, peeling skin away, burning teeth and hair, and deep cleaning his house to remove of all traces of the ghastly crime, and even driving all the way up to Moffat in Scotland to dispose of what remains were left. A surgical man thought he could organise the perfect crime scene, only to be thwarted by his own work. For the bodies were wrapped in many things, partly in Sunday Graphic newspaper, a national newspaper. However, this edition was only ever published in Lancaster and Morecambe. The net grew smaller. Missing persons reports matched up with forensic examination of the bodies. Buck knocked over a cyclist on his way back from Scotland, who then filed a report to the police immediately. Clothing on the deceased was matched by family members, and on searching the house, pools of blood were found under the floorboards, carpets, and railings. The doctor's time was up. Proclaiming his innocence throughout, he was found guilty by jury for the murder of Isabella and Mary, and hanged at Her Majesty's Prison in Manchester on the 12th of May, 1936. Some say on a quiet evening, just past midnight, if you stand in the square, you can still hear the screams. A handwritten note was left to be opened after his death, confessing his guilt to the two murders. So next time you think your doctor has it in for you, it could be true. Everyone cheered up now? Excellent. Follow me on to the first of our haunted residences in this fair city.